Curtain Radio. Curtain Radio. 23 minutes past two. Well, falling into serious debt is one of the most humbling experiences an individual can go through. Your self-worth certainly takes a major dive. And of course, you have the risk of losing all of your assets. And suddenly, you've got debt collectors pursuing you relentlessly. Joining me now to sort of highlight some of the rights that you have is Dominic Grabisci, who is the CEO of DG Institute. Good afternoon, Dominic.
Good afternoon, Jenny.
Thank you very much for joining us. And the role of DG Institute is?
I'm a barrister by background, but I built the DG Institute because I personally lost everything and ended up millions of dollars in a black hole of debt in the GFC. So I clawed my way out of that and I founded the Institute to help others who were in a similar situation.
Oh, what a terrible time for you and everyone else that goes through it from time to time. What it does to you.
Yes, it's very disempowering. I just swore to myself I would never be in that position again.
Yeah, I guess there's lessons to be learnt, but a very, very hard way to do it. Now, the debt collectors have a job to do, obviously, not a very pleasant one, I would imagine. You have to be a certain person to be pursuing people. How extreme do they get? Did you find that that was happening to you, did you?
Yes, absolutely. So I had to not answer calls. I had to block calls. And for a while, I just had to bury my head in the sand until I just got some knowledge and empowered myself and started to fight back.
Now, there are rules, are there not?
That's correct, yes. So there are ASIC and ACCC rules, so government watchdog bodies that control what can and can't be done when it comes to collecting debt. So it has to be reasonable and fair.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard enough for the person in that position to have to deal with a change in life and how the heck they're going to get out of it and how they're going to pay their bills and everything, to let alone have someone just compounding the problem, you know, and it's just not easy to go out and find money to fix this overnight.
That's true, and it's getting harder and harder. But there's actually a lot of power that you can have when you're in that situation with your back to the wall. If you can just stay objective and know your rights. Often we're just like rabbits in headlights because it's just such a shock and it's not socially acceptable, so it's not really talked about, and people just tend to suck it up and try and pretend life's normal and go it alone.
Quite the opposite, actually. But knowing your rights, how do they find out what they are?
So there's lots of websites that will tell you that sort of thing. So the ACCC website, ASIC website, and there are also places like me, the DG Institute, that can give you some tools and some strategies to fight back. And it's a matter of knowing what can be done and trading your way through it. That's what I did, and that's what I teach others and support them in doing.
So if, say, there's a business that collapses, and sadly we hear of small business and big businesses, of course, too, go down, and for them to be able to get money to pay their debts that are outstanding, I mean, where do they get that? Because they've got a bad credit rating at that stage.
Yes, well, it's different for individuals and businesses. So individuals have a lot of protection under the National Credit Code. So they have lots of rights and they can claim hardship and they can delay payments and they're in quite a powerful position. Whereas the law looks at businesses as a commercial sort of endeavour and that you should know what you're doing and you don't get that consumer protection if it's a business purpose.
Okay, so they have to be aware of all the rules and everything before they go into business, I imagine.
That's exactly right. You're taking on the risks. However, if you are a mum and dad and you've put your home up under a mortgage and your debt is sort of rebounding on you, your business debt is chasing you as an individual, there are a lot more rights.
Okay, where do they go? I mean, you mentioned the websites, but, you know, they want face-to-face help, I imagine, eventually.
Well, there's a lot that you can do. There's a web that if you... There's a consumer, it's just changed its name. It was the Financial Ombudsman Service, but it's now the Australian Financial Complaints Authority. And you can make a complaint and ask for hardship relief. And what that does is, by law, it really empowers borrowers because it just freezes everything. Oh. So you can say you've got hardship, and it means that they can't call you anymore. The debt collectors just have to go silent. It gives you some breathing space, and there's lots that a lender can do to accommodate you, and lots of things that this body can do to make sure that they work with you in hardship.
Gee, that sounds wonderful, because, you know, it's the stress of going home at night and trying to sleep and trying to work it out yourself, which you've never probably had to face before.
That's right. And you just need some breathing space to get a bit of distance, get objective, and formulate a plan. And that's exactly what it does. By law, it freezes all recovery action, and they help you try and mediate and negotiate a solution. And they can do things like pause payments. You can get a moratorium for 6 months. That means that legally they just give you a break for 6 months to get your head above water.
Oh, that would make all the difference. It really would. So did it take you quite a long time to get through it all, Dominique?
Yes, it did. But I had a lot more debt than most people. I borrowed a lot and got heavily indebted. And leverage is great when you're making money, but it also can bite you on the way back. It magnifies your losses as well.
Yeah, it's a terrible time, isn't it? You know, we all have to be very wary of that and not take credit for granted and borrowing too much if you can't deal with the bad times. That's definite. That's really very interesting. So can I just say, though, ask you rather, if somebody at this particular moment we're speaking is looking ahead to think, I think I'm going to be in trouble here, in the very early stages, can they start to get some more advice?
Yes, they can. So the prevention, as always, is better than cure. So the earlier you act, the more options you have available. And the more you put your head in the sand, the more the walls close in and your options start to disappear. And once it gets to the legal route where it's in court, there's far fewer options available. So it's good to start early, even if you haven't missed a payment, but you think you might, notify your lender straight away. And they actually have departments that will help you, because it's in their interests as well to have a workout solution with you.
Yeah, it's with the credit card debt that so many Australians have, for obvious reasons, mostly, I think, to pay off the, you know, the main things in life, power bills and everything like that, and mortgages and so on. And I think once you get in touch with these people, you can get a smoothing situation, can't you, where you have a small amount taken out each week, for example.
Yes, that's right. You can go to the Ombudsman. It's now called the AFCA, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, and that can stop it. They can't have penalty interest running or anything like that. So there's a lot of rights there, but also you can go to the credit card company and you can negotiate directly with them. And if you're in hardship, they'll actually take less. So everything's negotiable. If you can raise a lump sum from family members, you can actually negotiate the debt away for cents on the dollar. So literally 20-25% of the total amount owing.
Gee, that's really good to know. A lot of people wouldn't be aware of all this. It's wonderful. But they can go to some websites you mentioned, ACCC and ASIC.
Yes, as well as the AFCA, Australian Financial Complaints Authority website, which is brand new, literally last month, and my website, dginstitute.com.au.
Oh, that is wonderful. Great advice. And I'm so pleased that things have worked out for you, Dominique.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us. There you go. Some good advice. Not a horrible situation to be in. I can't get my words around it. I mean, it's just so, oh, it's horrible feeling in your stomach, and you wonder where you're going to get money to buy your food and everything. It's just awful. But like Dominic did suggest, get in touch with your debtors, people that you do owe money to, and just explain the situation, and people can be very, very understanding.